Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Lowe's, we know you can get the job done faster if you don't have to stop and come into the store all the time. That's why we've updated our app with your business in mind. With the app, you can build quotes, easily reorder your supplies, track orders, and much more. So you can get everything you need right away, stay on the job, finish it, and get started on the next one. Download the app today, because Lowe's knows time is money. Lowe's knows pros.
And that is the Foot Weekly Christmas Quiz for 2021. It's back and it's bigger than ever. In this new format, we've got multiple teams. We've got Team EU versus Team NA. Two contestants on each team. We've got different games and interesting new ways to test the knowledge of our contestants. They'll be competing, of course, for Foot Weekly Quiz glory, which is the main thing, but also in the spirit of Christmas giving, the winning team will be giving away 12,000 FIFA points or the voucher equivalent over on their social media. So listen out for those at the end. Let's get into it then and introduce Team NA. The first contestant on Team NA will be competing for the first time, Nate, the Foot Accountant. Welcome to the Christmas Quiz.
Hello, Ben. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to partake in the Christmas Quiz, and I hear that the NA team has had a long streak of wins, and I hope to be a part of the winning tradition again today with this quiz.
Yeah, and that is all because of your teammate, of course. Japes, hello, welcome, expecting big things.
Yeah, I was really hoping that my introduction would be the winningest player in Foot Weekly podcast Christmas Quiz history. Although, you know, this year I'm a little bit nervous for our, you know, friends across the pond that we'll be competing against, because one of them talks about FIFA for a living.
A little nervous already, are we? Let's introduce Team EU, and we start then with eWorld Cup commentator Richard Buckley. We won't be talking about esports, though, of course. How are you feeling?
That's absolutely fine, Ben. I'm ready for it. And if my...
Yeah, yeah.
Opponents want to live in the history books, that's absolutely fine as well. We'll take the win home when it matters this year.
Maybe, and helping you to try and do that will be our next guest, and I think dark horse of the competition. Not heard much talk of his foot knowledge, which is definitely up there. It is Matt Foot Trading.
Ben, you're bigging me up there as a dark horse. I mean, I'll quite happily take that, even if you know, even if we don't come out victorious against the very prestigious NA team today. But yes, excited to get into it. Best of luck to our opponents. You'll need it.
They may well do. We will start with a question, first of all, which will determine your team name. Obviously, you have Team EU and Team NA, but wanted to go with something a bit more fun too. And so we start with this question. In Foot 22, as a new feature, you can buy a club nickname, stadium item, which changes what the commentator calls your club in-game. I'll give each team three nicknames and you need to spot which one isn't in Foot 22. All right.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So we'll go with the challengers, Team EU first. So, unathletic club, biggest snakes out there, or Cheers Jeff? Which one is the fake club nickname?
So, ooh, straight away, Matt.
Yeah.
I know that Cheers Jeff is.
Yeah.
In, because I've seen it.
I'm pretty sure.
I actually think the snake one is as well.
Ah, but, see, I was going to say unathletic club. I'm pretty sure I've heard that, but I'm not sure. I don't know about the snakes one.
Biggest snakes out there are unathletic. I feel like unathletic might be in, actually.
I feel like it's biggest snakes out there that's not.
Do you want to go for it?
I'm gonna say, on behalf of Team EU, biggest snakes out there.
It is actually in the game.
Is
one of the ones that's in there. Yeah.
Unathletic amazing. Club. Get wrecked.
Is the first one. But you have the opportunity now to pick one of these three to be your team name. So, ooh, which one would you like to take?
I mean,
what do you want, Reg?
I feel so easy. It's got to be Cheers Jeff.
It's got to be Cheers Jeff. Okay.
Great. And so we move on to Team NA. Your three options are the Peter Panners, El Tornados, or Football Friends.
Well, all right, Nate. So I play with no sound on and don't know where to find these in the stadium section.
I also feel like I'm at a disadvantage because opening a lot of packs that would contain those items is not my forte, but ooh, I'm wishy-washy on the Peter Pan one. I think that one might be the not so accurate one of these three. What was the last one, Ben?
Say them again, Ben.
So it's Peter Panners, El Tornados.
Are you saying the Peter Panners or Panas?
Panas, like when you
like
put the ball
kicking
through
it through
legs.
The leg. Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay.
El Tornados.
That changes things in my book.
Okay. Yeah. El Tornados or Football Friends.
Nate, I disagree with you. Peter Panners strikes me as something that EA would put in. Given the feedback and the blowback from everything El Tornado related, I refuse to believe that that's in the game.
Okay,
however,
you could
talk me out of it. Football Friends seems like we got to put that in the game. I'm just going based on my like general feelings about EA here.
Yeah, you're talking me out of it too.
I feel like if El Tornado was in the game, we would all know about it.
That's a good point too.
Your call.
Our fake one is El Tornadoes, yes.
That is correct.
Ah, yeah, let's see. There we go.
That's what I'm talking about, Ben.
And which one would you like to go for as your nickname?
Well, obviously the El Tornados.
Yeah.
Of course. So that means that Team NA are going to be the El Tornados and Team EU are the Cheers Jeffs. I'll try and use those where I can. A big thanks actually to Springford for coming up with the idea for that one. And lots of people have helped out with different questions and ideas. So I'll try and get in a thank you for all of them at the end rather than going through and doing it as we go. So let us move on to the first category, which is closest to. Very simple. You'll both be asked the same question, both teams, and you'll have to come up with the answer that you think is the closest to. If you are the closest to, you'll get 1 point. If you bang on, you'll get 2 points. And the way we're going to do this is one team will go first, one team will go second. The team that goes first to start with will be the team that is in the lead because it's a disadvantage to go first here. And that is Team NA because they just got 1 point for that first question. So here's the first closest to question. How many players in FUT are older than 54-year-old bronze striker who recently had a moments item, Kazu Miura? And we're including both icons and heroes here. So Team NA, how many are you going for?
Mm. Well, James, I think we have to think about some icons that are like, because I think King Kazu is, what did you say, 54, 53? I mean, think about like Pelé, Puskas.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, I would agree. Like Bobby Moore would be included in that.
Probably.
I don't know. I feel like it's got to be less than 10.
Yeah, it's probably more than 10.
You think it's more than 10?
It's going to be something like spicy. All right, let's say 15.
Yeah, I like it. Yep.
Okay, 15 locked in. Team EU, what are you going to go for?
Initial thoughts?
Well, how many icons are there? 90? Or close? No, it's about 100,
yeah,
isn't it?
100, yeah.
So I'm thinking there's got to be at
majority
least...
Majority of the Brazilians. Garrincha.
Garrincha,
Socrates,
Pele,
Eusebio,
Carlos Alberto,
Puskas.
Yeah.
Are all older? Because what is it, 1962?
It'll be.
67, 60, whatever it is. He's like 54. So everybody who played in a World Cup pre-1970 is older.
Yeah. 15. I think it'll be more than 15.
I feel like we could... Because Heroes as well, they're more recent.
I don't think there'll be many Heroes, though.
Like,
I don't think there are any Heroes that are going to be...
I've got a bad feeling. I think 15 could be spot on. I've got a really bad feeling that 15 could be...
I'll tell you what, should we go tactical and should we say 16 and bank on it
so
being...
That's, more... that's definitely the move here.
I think we
I regret picking 15. I feel like I should have put in 20 and made you guys make like a real stance.
Yeah.
We'll go 16.
We'll go 16, Ben.
And I can tell you now, there are 33.
Yeah.
What?
And I'm actually amazed that you guys went that low because obviously, you know, he's a currently active player. I know he's 54, but he's quite. I think it's quite amazing that there are so few as 33. They're actually older than him. But yeah, let's move on to the next question. So next closest to, so now we have 1 point. Each, including the Common Ball Leagues and Icon League, how many leagues are represented in FUT? We'll go to Team EU first for this one.
Okay. So, I'm just thinking League SBCs right now. I'm trying to think how many there are.
I feel like it's... I don't know why. I think there's 23 partner leagues.
I was gonna say 24, just like as a rough guess.
So, do you want to... Should we go...
I think...
Because a lot of leagues like the EL Svenskan, the Danish league.
I'm trying to think.
So the CSL, the Japanese league. Leagues.
So you got four English leagues.
Yep.
Three German leagues, seven.
Yep.
Two French, nine. Two Italian, 11. Two Spain, 13. There's got to be more than 11 other off leagues.
Yeah. Maybe we go higher then. I feel like 25.
I think maybe go like 27.
Go on then. Go on.
Yeah, 27. Okay. We'll lock in 27.
Cool. 27.
Ben, is this a who's closer?
NA?
Nate, I think we should guess 28.
I believe so as well. I think we might hit the over in this one.
Okay.
I think it's like easy 30 plus. No problem.
It is, in fact, 49.
So, 49.
Yeah. So quite a lot more. That gives... a point to Team NA, so it's 2-1. Let's move on to the next question. In FIFA 18, a player achieved the most special items ever for one player, not counting the standard blue UCL cards. How many did they get? And bonus point as well for the player, but we'll do that afterwards. We'll go to Team NA first.
I mean, FIFA 18, roll back the time. Let's see. I'm just trying to think of the game.
Let me take a step back. EA always gives more cards to the Premier League. Facts. Who won the Premier League that year?
Oh, I'm not a good person to ask, to be honest. 2016 was Leicester, right? 2017.
Well, I guess it doesn't really matter. We're just guessing on like the number of cards. Ben, is this inclusive? Because we're going back to 18. Is this inclusive of gold upgrades?
No, it doesn't include gold upgrades.
Just I feel like the number is like 9 or 10, though.
Yeah, it is more, I should say, more about the number than the player.
Sure, right? Let's go on the high end and go 10.
Okay.
I'm with that.
Let's go over to Team EU. Where are you going to go?
Rich.
I think I know who it was.
Yeah, it was Mo Salah, wasn't it?
I
think it was Mo Salah. And I think...
We were on the right track.
I think it was Mo Salah. Because that was the year he had like, what, three player of the months or something? Two or three player of the months?
Yep.
I think it was definitely more than 10, I think. Because you had, when you think you had, you know, Team of the Seasons, UCL ones... informs player of the months. I'm gonna say like go like 16, 13, like 13 or 14. Are we including gold cards?
No.
Oh, so just specials. Okay, maybe like I think 13.
13?
13, 14.
Yeah, let's go 13.
And the correct answer was 12. So you just got closer and you get the point. And I'm just gonna give you the point for the player because you said him then. It's Salah.
Yes.
Lovely stuff.
Very nice. Man. Putting you into the lead, and we can move on to this next question.
Oh, we are on such the right track.
I know, yeah, you're getting close. Messi is the highest rated gold player in FUT. What was the rating of his lowest ever FUT card? Let us go then to Team EU first.
I mean, it's obviously going to be close, like 10, 11 time.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going back into my day.
So Was that the time? I'm thinking like FIFA 11. I don't know what it was on FIFA 10 though. It was probably like an 89 or 90 for a gold item.
Well, you remember that Ronaldo, the left wing Ronaldo, back in the day. Like, I think he was 89.
Yeah.
So,
and I think Messi that same year,
88 or 90. Maybe 90.
Should we go in the middle and say 89, and then they have to...
And then they've got to go 90 or 88.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not had a special, has he? Like, where he's had a flashback, like Ronaldo. He's not had a special...
No.
He's never had a special item.
No. I think 89. Yeah, let's go 89.
Yeah, we should say, actually, this is at time of recording, which isn't the week before Christmas. So things may change by the time the pod comes out, but that's not a leak for some flashback Messi, but just in case. Anyway, let's move over to Team NA.
So wait, they just guessed 89?
Yeah.
I don't know. FIFA 11, do you remember who was on the cover of those first couple years of Ultimate Team? Like, was Messi on the cover then, or was that like...
I know for certain Messi once upon a time had a 90 card because that card had 5-star skills.
This is true.
Way back. Now I'm trying to decide if like, I also remember playing FIFA 08 a lot with Barcelona. And I think Messi was like 86 rated. But I don't think, when did Foot even come out at this point? Are we saying Foot 10 is the first one?
I think. Well, the first Ultimate Team.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I thought it... Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know. They said 89?
Yeah, are you feeling over or under that?
Yeah, let's go over. Let's say 90.
Okay, sounds good.
So...
90 it is.
Team EU forced Team NA into the correct answer. It is 90.
No.
Wow.
2 points to Team NA, and he was actually 90 rated in FIFA 09, which is when... Foot first started, but then in FIFA 10 he was 91 rated and went back down again, weirdly, in FIFA 11 to 90 rated. Right, let us move into the next question, which is the final question of these closest two ones, and that is going to be, since Team of the Year in FIFA 13, how many clubs have received Team of the Year items?
Ooh. Okay.
Who's first, sorry?
NA are going first.
You're saying, wait, Team of the Year or Team of the Season?
Team of the Year.
Okay.
Well, we've got Real Madrid, Barcelona. Basically, like, from the top five leagues, not quite one is represented every year.
Last year was easy. You got Bayern.
Yep.
Liverpool.
Yep.
Did Real Madrid have anyone? Well, Real Madrid definitely. Didn't Ramos get a card? Maybe.
I think so.
KDB, so City. Bruno got voted in.
Did Mbappe have one too?
Yeah. Yes. probably Messi and Ronaldo. So that's eight right there.
Yep. A lot of those clubs will be repeated over there.
A lot of those would be repeated. I'm trying to think if there are any like weird off clubs.
I remember FIFA 18 had Harry Kane and a Milan player. Or was it Bonucci? Was Bonucci on Milan in FIFA 18? I feel like I remember that card being Milan, but I know Kane had one, so it'd be nine.
Let's just say 10.
You want to say 10?
Well, no. Let's say 11. Let's force them.
Or do you want to go higher and say like 13?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
13.
Okay, 13 locked in. Over to Team EE.
Okay. So, Rich, Prem, United, yep. City, Liverpool, Chelsea, Spurs, Harry Kane.
Yep.
La Liga. What was the year that Falcao had one? Atletico. Was that 13?
I should say, actually, and I think this is what Team NA were thinking in the way they did it. It's since the Team of the Year item existed, so that would be FIFA 13.
Okay. Was he in that year?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Falcao was. So, okay. So Atletico.
Real Barca.
Yeah, that's Atletico. Eight. Serie A, Milan for Bonucci.
Juve.
And Juve. We had PSG, Bayern, so that's 12.
And then any outliers?
That's the thing. Like Dortmund, they haven't had one, have they?
No.
Anyone in the Prem? I can't think of anyone else.
I think we go...
That's the thing. That we know those 12, but have there been any that we've missed?
Well, it was always Barca, Real Madrid, heavy.
Yeah.
Team of the year. And then you'd have like one outlier.
Yeah.
I think 12. Should we
back our knowledge and go with 12?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll back it. We'll go with 12, Ben.
A lot of deliberation time allowed for this answer. Might not be able to do that throughout, but that was interesting to hear because I think you all picked up on it pretty much that there have been three clubs who have had just one player get one, and that was Milan with Bonucci, Falcao at Atletico, and Kane at Spurs. But the total number of clubs represented in the team of the year since FIFA 13 is 12.
Yes.
Oh hey, my god.
Let's
goodness.
Go, Rich.
Oh, spicy.
That was a great question. And,
that was a very good
question.
Can
tell Matt's been opening a lot of packs around team of the year. That's all I'm going to say. Listing it off there.
How stupid is that, though? Time out. Just like if you think about going back all those years.
Yep.
The fact that there have only been 12 clubs and there are, what, like 11 players each year? That's insane.
And with this sound, we finish off this round and we move on to the next one, which is highs and lows. A little bit different structure. We haven't done something like this before, so listen closely. Name the highest and lowest rated player you can from the following foot campaigns throughout the year 2021. So it's going to be 1 point to the team with the lowest rated correct answer, 1 point to the team with the highest rated correct answer. If they are live items, it's after the upgrades, and we're including SBC and objective players.
Okay.
And you're not allowed to pick the same player or players as the other team, so it'll be an advantage going first. So team NA will be going first because they are currently down 5-4, team EU in the lead. And I should also say that these are all promos or campaigns that have happened in 2021. So let us get started then. And obviously, you know, you want to pick the lowest rated and highest rated, but you also want to get it right. So a bit of a risk involved there. We're going to start with Path to Glory and Team NA.
Okay, so there's definitely a 99 rated card in there.
Yeah, there is. Yeah,
there's definitely a 99 rated.
Firmino was 99. Yeah.
I don't know the low end.
Hmm.
I think that here's the question. And I don't know the answer. Okay, can they stop listening to us?
That's all part of the fun at the moment.
Nate, the question is, was EA still pushing Silver Stars at this point or not?
Yeah, I just thought about that too. I think they did.
All right. Well, if they did, then it's somewhere in the 70s.
Well, yeah, I think it'd be 74, right? Because aren't most of Silver Stars 74? That's the highest they can be.
Yeah, but if
I probably wasn't clear enough. I just need the name of the player, not the rating.
Oh, the player.
Oh.
Was there a summer?
Wait, so do you need the top end player as well?
So I need the highest rated player and the lowest rated player you can think of.
Oh. Okay, fine.
I think there was that Wolverhampton dude, is his name Silva with the curly hair? I thought he had a silver card that came out during that promo. I think he might be the lowest. And then I know there was a 99 Firmino, but I forget who else was 99.
Dude, lock him in. Lock him in. Both of those. Come on, Nate.
All right, I'm going 99 Firmino. I can't think of that guy's name. The 74 rated, he plays for Wolves. Silva. Is it Fabio Silva?
Lock it in, Ben.
You're going Fabio Silva?
Lock it in.
Okay. And we go over to Matt and Richard.
Okay, Rich.
There
was only one 99, well, and it was Firmino.
Firmino. And the thanks to Facebook, I had to stream 80 hours during the summer, so I was playing Silver Stars. The two players were Fabio Silva and Florian Wirtz. And both started at 70 rated.
Oh my God, Richard Buckley.
So you are absolutely right, Richard. Those are the correct answers. There was actually no other player who was 99 from Path to Glory.
Oh, there was?
No, and a lot of people think there is, but there isn't. It's because Hazard didn't get his upgrade in the end. There was a few things which meant that quite a few players who were expected to get to 99 didn't. So it's just Firmino. So as you went first, Team NA, El Tornados, you will get 1 point for Firmino and 1 point for Fabio Silva, who was the joint lowest rated, as I was saying, alongside the Florian Wirtz. And they actually both were just 70 rated. None of them got any upgrades. So that means a point as well for Team EU.
Wait, were we ahead going into
that one? No, so you're now tied.
No, we were down one.
Oh, wow.
So there we go. Okay, let's move on to the next one. And Team EU will
this
go
is what not having a lead feels like.
Road to the knockout is what we're going to do for this one. So this is a FIFA 22 promo. The highest and lowest rated player from Road to the Knockout.
Bernardo?
Do we have anyone 91 rated?
Remember, this is post-upgrade.
Post-upgrade.
I don't think there's anyone 91, is there? I know Bernardo's 90.
I think 90s, you've got Is Werner a 90 rated?
Well, he started at 80.
How many do they get to guess?
So I should say you just get to guess one, and it might make sense not to go through listing all the players because obviously they can hear.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Should we lock in a 90 and go with Marquinhos?
Yeah.
And then on the lower end, it's got to be one of the 82, so surely, like, well, we didn't have any silver stars, did we?
Not for Road to Knockout, I don't think.
Okay, Wilson Manafa then.
Yeah.
He did. Porto didn't get through. They didn't get an upgrade.
Yeah.
82 Wilson Manafa and 90 Marquinhos.
All right, let's move over to NA.
All right, so Leroy Sané is a 90.
Yep.
And that I played with that right back from Atalanta, who's kind of not that good. But he had a road to the night. That Mela?
Yeah.
I don't know. What is his first name? I don't know his first name.
Joaquim.
Are you looking those in?
I know that the Mela is an 82 because I was comparing him to my big man, Denzel Dumfries.
Who
now has since caught up in rating.
I call him the mailman.
Okay. There you go. We're going to lock in the mailman.
So, yeah, both teams were correct with their answers, and they were different answers, so you both get 2 points. Points for all.
Oh,
very nice.
We move, still tied, into the next one, which is numbers up. Everyone's favorite. We start this time with Team NA.
Joao Felix? Highest
no,
rated?
It's not Felix. I have numbers up after the Zula PK SBCs. I have numbers up Ter Stegen in the squad, and I think he's 91.
Yep,
I haven't changed. He's actually all right. Like, he makes some interesting saves. Other than that, I don't actually know. I have no knowledge of who any of the low rated numbers up players are.
Yeah, I think that you're Ter Stegen. I think the high rated on Ter Stegen is the call.
So we'll lock that in, Ben.
I don't remember if there was a silver numbers up dude or not. I don't think so. I think it was just in packs and then a couple SBCs.
The lowest rated one that I can think of is 85 Militao, but I can't believe that's the answer.
I think, well, there's that Diawara. I might go with him. Yeah, Diawara. All right.
Lock it in, Ben.
Okay. Diawara and Ter Stegen over to Team EU.
So, Rich.
First impression, Ter Stegen spot on.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
The lowest rated is a silver star who goes by the name of Anthony Gordon for Everton.
I take it.
Because I know that because he links to my Phil Jones that I got from Black Friday.
So I assume you're just not going to play the top because you know you've lost, yeah?
Yeah. I don't think there's any.
I think second is Di Maria, 89.
Okay. So.
Okay, yeah, must be.
And you're going for the lowest being that silver. Okay.
Yeah, Anthony Gordon.
Ter Stegen was correct as the highest and Anthony Gordon is the lowest, so 1 point each, and we're still tied.
Thank you, silver stars.
Shout out to EA for dropping a PK and Sula showdown SBC, or I would not have gotten that answer.
And that sound brings us to the end of that round, and I can tell you that the scores are tied 9-all between Team EU and Team NA, the El Tornados and the Cheers Jeffs. So we move into, there are more rounds after this, but a penalty shootout.
Oh, Rich, we're done for.
Yeah, but you guys are Cheers Jeff. You're not England. It's a different different name on the badge.
So first things first, a coin flip to see who starts. Richard, you can call.
Heads.
It is heads. There we go. So the way this is going to work is you're going to take it in turns, step up, take a penalty, and what is going to decide whether you score or not is whether you give a correct icon or legend that is no longer in foot. So they're not in foot 22, but they have been in the past. Right, let us start with Team EU.
Okay, we're going to go for, I'm trying to think of like common one.
I played Xbox back in the day, so let's do this thing.
James is good right now.
You start, Matt. I'll save him.
Okay, I will go with Romario.
That is correct. Matt, we'll go to Team NA.
Georges Weah.
Correct. Let's go to Team EU.
Last name? You don't need first name?
Yeah, last name is fine. Unless there's two icons that are called the same thing.
Valderrama.
Nice. Correct.
Ooh.
Nate?
Beckenbauer.
Correct. Go over to...
Jens Lehmann.
Correct. We'll go over to NA, to Japes.
David Seaman.
Correct. We go over back to EU. to Richard.
Gary Neville.
Correct. We go over to Nate.
Landon Donovan.
Correct.
That's a good one.
Over to, was it Matt?
Teddy Sheringham.
I've been trying to take the English one.
Japes.
Effenberg.
There you go. And we're on to sudden death now. So one slip and he could be out. So over to Richard.
Pauletta.
Correct.
Oh, spicy one.
Richard Buckley.
Oh, boy.
That was a top corner pen.
Yeah.
Don't let me down here, Nate.
I'm going to try not to.
I think there were like a couple Americans. Maybe it's worse here.
Tim Howard?
No, that is not
take
one.
The dope.
Yes, Richard.
So there we go. It's a 6-5 win to Team EU, and you get 2 bonus points for winning overall.
Oh, how bad was that Sheringham card? Yeah. Well, I just haven't thought about some of these cards in like ages. Yeah. Like,
Ware was crazy good though. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, Ware was insane. Yeah.
And this was back when they strong linked to each other and just to the players of their nation, not to the whole player base.
I just remember having a blast using these cards.
Yeah.
They used to have some like serious special sauce.
Yeah. So there we go. Team EU or the Cheers Jeffs moving 3 points clear, and we can finish off this round and move on to the next one. So let's move into another game, slightly different. You may have heard of this actually because it's a common drinking game. So I'll give you a foot category. Let's say something like Serbian players in foot. The first team up then bids the number of players they think they can name within that category. Ooh. So let's say 2 Serbians. The other team can then bid higher, let's say 3 Serbians, in which case we go back to the original team for another opportunity to bid higher. However, you can also bin, which calls your opponent's bluff and challenges them to complete their bid and name the players. So 2 points for proving your bid after a bin challenge, or 2 points to your opponent if you fail. You can't take longer than 5 seconds between each player when naming them. Okay.
Oh, that makes it spicy.
So, first category, 5-star skillers.
Ben, are we inclusive of icons here?
Yeah, any icon, but also any player that's had an upgrade to 5-star skills would also count in Foot 22, of course. And I should say that when you meet your bid, you'll have to alternate between you, which should make it interesting. And it's harder than it sounds, I'll tell you that, with 5 seconds as well.
The alternating makes it so spicy.
Yeah, I like it.
It does.
So we'll go NA first, as you're up first. So you bid first.
Okay.
You want to say like 20?
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, I'm not going to lie, but I think they're crumbling under pressure on
20. I don't know. There's got to be a lot. You think of like icons. I think we say like 22. I reckon we could do that.
5 seconds isn't long, though. Like, I've played this game a lot in worse states than this and felt pressure. Like,
I think
22 5-star skillers.
I think we could do that. Just going through icons, I can think of like 10, maybe 5. No, I don't know actually. Should we get them to do 20?
I think we get them to do 20.
Let's get them to do 20.
You get 1 point, correct? You're not getting 20 points.
Yeah, 2 points.
It's 1 point for getting it. Okay, yeah, yes.
Go ahead.
Do 20.
20 5-star skillers. Okay. Go.
Oh, jeez. I regret my decision.
I was surprised you went that high. I was like, okay, maybe they're going to start with like 5.
I got this. I've talked to Ben enough. Ben's always talking about players with 5-star skills. It's like locked in my brain.
Oh, is it alternating, correct? Yeah. Good luck, Nate.
Okay, Team NA, the El Tornados. We want 20 5-star skillers starting now.
Silas Wamangatuka.
His name has changed this year, but I'm going to let that one slide. Next one.
R9.
Charisma.
Zaha, the new one.
St. Maximin.
5.
Tarapt.
Marcelo.
Di Maria.
Nani.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
10.
Vinicius Jr.
Ronaldinho.
Cuadrado.
Ginola?
Ooh, that was close.
João Felix.
And that is the 5 seconds.
We'll take that.
Come on. How many was that? Was it like 15?
15 you got to.
I tried to take all the like awkward ones that I could think about.
That was close.
Yeah, I thought you'd make it. That was pretty unlucky. I feel like it was so much harder.
Usman and Neymar. Okocha.
Neymar.
Mbappe. Thiago and Mahrez.
Pele. Like Garincha.
Zidane.
So much harder under pressure, isn't it? I mean, I failed at even the most basic of these early in the night. So,
Nate, I had a strategy to take the less to like, I know, try to pick the weird ones.
It was good. And I chose the new ones, like Terapt, Zaha, because those are fresh in my mind. But
yeah, it's good. It's good.
Okay. Let's move over to Team EU.
Oh, I like the back and forth. There's a lot of strategy there. Yeah.
So with this one, we're going to go for Serbians. So this is just any Serbian player in the game. And we start with Team EU this time.
I'm not going to lie, Matt. I've got one.
Okay. Well, Rich, you haven't filled me with hope there, my man. I'll be honest. Five.
Okay. Over to Team NA.
I'm struggling on this one, to be honest.
See, I'm pretty sure I could name seven, but we got to work on the back and forth here.
Right.
So I think we need to. So let's say six.
Okay. EU, over to EU.
Rich, I'll leave this to you, my man. If you.
Do you know what? Let's. We'll go eight.
Okay.
Eight. Okay. Team NA.
See, I don't. Nine feels spicy.
I don't know.
Like, I think we've been them on eight. I don't know if I could. God.
Yeah.
If it wasn't
in 5 seconds, I think I could probably get there. But
I don't feel comfortable going higher because I don't know very many.
Let's make them do it on eight.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Binning on eight. Gone. Team EU starts off. Matt, do you want to start?
I'll leave Rich to start, I think.
Okay. Rich's going to start.
Okay. I'll start Vidic.
Okay. Tadic.
Milinkovic Savic?
Yep. Kolarov.
Kostic.
That's five.
Vlahovic.
Jovic.
Seven.
Ljajic.
That's eight. There we go.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, was...
There are also quite a lot more, actually, I think.
Yeah, you've got Matic. I don't know if you guys
have
Matic.
He didn't have Matic.
No.
He was the other one I was thinking of. And that's about as far as I got into the world of Serbia. Players.
Do you know what? I want to throw a curveball here. And I just thought of this on the spot. We're going to do chemistry styles.
Ooh.
Okay.
Just chemistry styles that we think we could name.
Yep.
That's the game.
Yep. Same format. So we're going to start this time with NA.
I mean,
what are you bidding?
I feel like I could name all of them. Yeah. You tell me how strong you feel about this, Nate.
You're going to say like 20?
I don't think there are 20. I think there are. Oh, yeah. That's true. I feel like I guarantee I could do 20.
Okay. I like that.
I'm confident we go with 21.
See, are there even that many?
Yeah, because there's so many dodgy ones.
You know
ones.
What? I think we could do 22.
All right, let's do it.
Should we let them do 22, Rich? Or do you reckon we can go higher?
I back us to do 23 if you feel up to it.
I think I could. Yeah, go on then.
All right, let's make them do 23.
All right, I'm down for it. Yeah.
5 seconds in between, like
save the stress.
I might be the weak link here, my man.
just realize that if you guys can't name chemistry styles, all of the like authority that you have as FIFA analyst is just gone because you don't even know your chemistry styles at this point. So there's a lot of pressure riding on this one for you guys. So I just want to make sure you're aware of that.
Do you want to start?
I think you should start, Rich, mate. You go ahead.
Okay, I'll start. Got 5 seconds on the clock. Basic.
Goalkeeper basic.
Hunter.
Shadow.
Catalyst.
Anchor.
Four.
Hawk.
Engine.
Marksman.
Finisher.
Eight.
Deadeye.
Sniper.
Sentinel.
Guardian.
12.
Sniper.
Oh, I already said it.
Let's go.
It's really hard to get up to high numbers in anything, it's I think. Even if you think you know them.
Yeah.
If you don't do them in order or like go from like attacker to midfielder to defender, this feels impossible.
Yeah, it's very tough. So
is there even 23 chemistry styles?
There are, in fact, 24, so it would have been possible. The ones you missed were Artist, Architect, Jake's favorite, Powerhouse, Maestro, Gladiator, Backbone, Wall, Shield, Cat, and Glove. The final ones being Goalkeeper ones. So didn't quite make it, but not a bad attempt. And that sound means it's the end of the round again, and it is 15 points to NA, 19 to EU.
What?
Oh, but still plenty of opportunities for the El Tornados to make up that gap on the Cheers Jeffs, because we're heading into the next round, which is Silent Night, Holy Night. Yes, Silent Night, and thank you to Boney M there introducing it. So basically the idea is this time the team that is not answering the question at that point will be through Discord magic in a room where they cannot hear the other team conversing, and they can't hear each other too. So we will have them separated to submit their answers. Well, actually the second team will come in and everyone will be able to hear, because the other team will have already spoken about it and given their answer. So let us start with the first question. Which player has had the most team of the year items for the most clubs? And you'll get a bonus point for naming the clubs. We'll be starting with Team NA, as they're 4 points behind. And I will now put the Cheers Jeffs in the silent room. Right, over to you, Team NA.
I think of Ronaldo off the bat, but that would just be two.
Yeah, I actually think I know the answer to this if I'm thinking back.
Okay.
I think it's Dani Alves, and I think it's three. Because I remember, what was it, like FIFA... one of the FIFAs that he got one and everybody was like, what?
Okay.
And I think he was playing on PSG at that point. And I know he got one at Juventus, and he's obviously gotten one for Barcelona. So my best guess is Dani Alves at three.
Okay. And then there's a bonus point for guessing all the clubs too.
Oh, sure. Barca, Juventus, and Paris.
Okay. So we have your answer. You're going for Dani Alves, going for Barcelona, Juventus, PSG. We'll bring Richard and Matt back and we'll get their answer. So, Matt and Richard, who are you going to be going for here?
I mean, I'm just trying to think of people who's got Team of the Years.
Yeah.
We wrote down all the clubs earlier, if you remember. So, CR7's got two, Real Madrid, Juve.
Yeah. About Thiago Silva. No.
Just PSG.
It's PSG.
Neymar was... at PSG when he got it.
Did he not have a Barcelona card?
Back in the day. But then it would just be two still.
Anyone
with Ronaldo? I feel like
with three.
Di Maria got it when he was at Man United.
Yeah, didn't get.
Never got one before. Harry Kane, no. I think it could be Ronaldo too.
It's not like Modric. No, just Madrid.
Because we're talking FIFA Team of the Year, aren't we? We're not talking like FIFA Pro World 11 from like...
No, FIFA Team of the Year only, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to push you.
Casillas was Real Madrid.
I think go with Ronaldo. Yeah,
CR7.
Go Ronaldo.
Ronaldo, Real Madrid and Juventus.
Okay, so... I can tell you that the correct answer is Dani Alves with Barcelona, Juventus and PSG, which is what Team NA went for.
I didn't think of Dani Alves PSG.
Yeah, it's funny actually.
Do you remember at like when he got one for PSG, the entire community was like, what?
Good shout. Because
there were no outside backs for a long time, like prior to Trent.
Yeah.
Right? And like that next grouping.
Yeah, and even the Juve one was a bit sus. Let's move on to the next question, which is actually the penultimate question. And things are looking tight because we now have 2 points added to Team NA's score, putting them on 17 with EU on 19.
Wow.
Let's get into the next question, still on the Team of the Year theme. Since Team of the Year items were introduced, only the top five leagues have ever received a Team of the Year item. Order the five leagues from most Team of the Year items to least. And you will get a point for each correct position locked in. So a decent number of points available here. And this time, obviously, it is Team NA heading into the silent room, and we are going to speak to and get the answer from the Cheers Jeffs.
Okay, so...
Okay. Straight... I feel like the Liga has to be number one.
Yeah, got to be. You look at, like, FIFA 13, FIFA 12.
All La Liga.
Pretty much all La Liga. Yeah. Second, I think it's...
It's been dominated by the Prem in the last few years.
Yeah.
Last year, we had that one year where we had Trent, Robbo, Van Dijk, Alisson, De Bruyne, Kante.
Yeah.
Like...
Okay.
Bruno.
I think what one, La Liga, two? Then Prem. I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
I think. I'm trying to think. These last three are difficult.
Ligon has been. Well, if you just think of the players, Ligon was PSG, so Thiago Silva.
Dani Alves.
Four cards,
Thiago
five
Silva,
cards.
Dani Alves. Neymar. And Mbappe. Yeah. And that's.
Dani Alves.
David Luiz, well. One year.
David Luiz. I think Ligon might be third.
I'm thinking Serie A.
Because.
He had a Pogba.
Serie A
Pogba
was
back in the day.
Pogba.
Dani Alves, Juve card. Ronaldo's Juve card.
But they only got like one, didn't they?
How late are we going? Are we going back to like FIFA 11?
Since FIFA 13, is it?
Okay.
Since Team of the
Year. So I was going to say, I swear, okay. Back in like FIFA 11, you had like a load of Inter cards.
My first reaction was La Liga, Prem, Liga.
Serie A, Bundesliga, I'd say.
Serie A, Bundesliga.
Because Bundesliga, you've only had Neuer, Leuer.
Leuer last few years. Neuer got like 3 years in a row,
yeah,
didn't
Robin.
He?
Robin.
Alfonso
Robin,
Davies,
Robin
Kimmich.
Robin Widdery, did they get 1 year?
Yeah. What, maybe Bundesliga over... Surely not Bundesliga or Serie A, no?
I think I'd go La Liga, Prem. Are we going Ligue 1 third? Nah, surely not.
I'd back that, honestly.
I think, I don't know.
I'm happy to take the downfall on that.
This is a tricky one. Okay, let's go La Liga, Prem, Ligue 1, Bundesliga, Serie A.
Okay, all locked in.
That is a really tricky one.
Let's see. Well, let's bring in Team NA. And so, Team NA, what are you going to go for? Lock in those positions. The five leagues, who has the most Team of the Year items?
I think we could both agree that La Liga would be number one.
La Liga's number one. Lock that in, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Premier League 2? Question mark.
Only in like recent years, though.
Yeah, you had a big Liverpool Team of the Year where they had a bunch of guys.
Yeah, I'm cool with locking that in it too.
Okay,
sure.
Okay, nice.
The question then for me is like how? I mean, EA has hated Bayern for a long time.
Yep.
But 21 saw. What was it, four Bayern players, which is like a big swing as far as Team of the Year goes.
Right.
Although there's been like a Serie A player or two, it feels like, for a very long time.
Right. You've always had a couple of Juve players.
This is like, a very hard question.
It is. I feel like League One would be last. Because
I don't know if that's, like, part of me thinks it could be Bundesliga that's last. Because like League One, you've always had...
Thiago Silva, he's been with you.
Yeah, or you'll get like that Ibrahimovic.
True.
I don't know the answer to this. This is super hard.
This is fun though. Do you like Serie A in third or do you like Bundesliga?
Sure. Should we just spit it out? Go like Serie A, Bundesliga, or Liga?
Yeah, I think so. I like that.
All right.
Okay. So it's La Liga, Prem, Serie A, Bundesliga, Liga.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So the correct order is La Liga. With 53.
Wow.
Premier League with 20. Bundesliga with 12. Ligue 1 with 10.
What?
And the real farmers, Serie A, with 7.
Jeez.
Wow.
That's it.
Oh, I just felt...
Yeah. Wait, Rich, what did we say? I forgot.
Damn. So
we got three points?
We got 2 points. It sounds like they did better.
Yep.
Yeah, only just because they got Bundesliga and Ligue 1 the wrong way around, which meant that they got 3 points. So the current scores are NA has 19 points and Team EU has 22. So this is the final question. And I haven't actually put a points number on this. I could make it if EU will allow me. A 3-point question, allowing Team EU to tie it up. If you want to add a little bit of spice, I have to say this is not foot related, but Christmas related and food related.
Oh boy.
So if Team EU would like to spice things up, they could accept this being a 3-point question with the potential for
dear.
NA to draw.
I'm feeling like Lewis Hamilton right now.
Well, in the spirit of Christmas, we'll let that happen.
I like it. Okay. So If Team NA get this correct and Team EU get it wrong, then Jakes will remain undefeated because it will be a tie. And the question is, what are pigs in blankets across the pond?
Wait, which pond?
Basically, EU team, what is a pig in blanket in the US? NA team, what is a pig in blanket in the UK?
Oh, okay. God. Okay.
And I guess everyone will know what it is in their country, but if they don't, they're about to find out. And we will put Team EU in the silent room. Right, Team NA.
Oh, I think I know the answer to this.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
I think in the UK, it's not a pastry, but they wrap it in like bacon. They wrap the or the little sausage in bacon.
Okay. Yeah, because I have no idea what it would be across the pond. I just know hot dog and the American NA way.
Yeah, I once upon a time got tweeted with a picture of this, and I thought to myself, wait, that's delicious. I would like to have one.
Okay.
And also found myself thinking, gosh, we just wrap like dates and bacon and stuff here, and we're the ones that are supposed to be unhealthy.
Yeah.
Okay, so locking that in?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, Team EU, thoughts on this question. So what do pigs in blankets mean in the US?
Well, they're not going to be the same as the UK.
Or are they?
I'd say, and I don't know.
Thankfully, Matt, on your team, you have somebody who is well-traveled and likes food. And on my terrestrial television, I am a huge fan of Channel 42, which is Good Food, aka the Food Network. And I'll often watch a lot of television on there. It's some sort of, it's very similar to UK, but obviously has a wrapped in a different, whatever it, like substance or...
Yeah, well, you can actually reveal the answer for the UK if you like right now, because they've locked it in.
Okay, so it's not wrapped in bacon.
So we can reveal correct. The NA team are correct.
So we got it right.
So currently you're tied and the pressure's on.
It's some sort of basically a cocktail sausage wrapped in like, I don't know if it's pastry or like...
It's not like a mini hot dog or
dough.
Something. Okay.
Yeah, it's like basically a toad in the hole, but instead of our toad being in the middle of it, it's like wrapped in it almost, I think.
Okay, you're going to submit that?
Could be incorrect. That's the best we've got, really.
I'm going to take that because... As far as I'm concerned, that is correct. That is how.
Yeah, yep. It's correct. It's a paste. It's like a little pastry.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a nice little comparison of NA versus EU. Well, I suppose more UK versus US Christmas tradition. There we go.
The reason I knew that it was wrapped in bacon is I once upon a time had a follower tweet me his like Christmas feast deal. And I saw those and I thought to myself, we're supposed to be the ones that are unhealthy. And here you have little sausages wrapped in bacon.
They're the best bit.
They're so good. Definitely one of the highlights. Had some yesterday, actually. If you have, I realize this is going to come out just after Christmas, maybe like Boxing Day or something like that. But if you've got a pig in blanket anywhere in the world, even if you've got an actual pig in a blanket, send it in at @footweeklypod. Tweet these guys as well. It'd be fun to see people's food customs.
Or if you're a Photoshop, let's see it.
Yeah.
But congratulations. I think that was a clutch quiz, as I say, from TV.
Well done. Okay. And, cheers, GGs. Jeff.
We've won something.
Cheers, Jeff's fantastic work. Do listeners go check it out. It might not be out straight after this podcast. Don't want to spoil it for people, but the social media of @MattFootTrading and also @RBuckley98 for the giveaway. But thank you very much to all of our guests coming on this podcast, and also a huge, huge thank you to all of you for coming on the podcast so regularly. It's been a tough year for a lot of people, and I know the podcast has been a great way for people to get through it and have something regular in their week. So it's fantastic that you all give so much time generously, and I really appreciate it, and I know all the listeners do too. So thank you very much to all of you. I'll go through and say our goodbyes, and a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you, Nate.
Merry Christmas to you guys too. That was an absolute blast. It's going to be a fun time over the holidays, of course, on FIFA with a lot of content rolling out. So hopefully you can find some time to have some fun and relax too. Maybe that's on the game or with family, whatever the case may be.
Thank you very much, Nate, and thanks for your contributions throughout the year. Really appreciate it. And the same to Richard. Thank you very much for being on the podcast. Thank you very much for winning the quiz for EU.
We clutched up. I have to say, Matt carried me to the majority of the quiz. I just came in when it mattered really on the cruise, so I'll take it.
Very nice.
Thank you for the invites as always. And looking forward to more of the same in 2022.
Yeah, exactly. And Matt as well, thank you as always for your time and efforts on the podcast. And thanks for competing in this too.
Thank you very much, Ben. I've got to say a big thank you to the hostest with the mostest, Ben. You've done a very good job this year, putting out two podcasts every week for, you know, supporters and on the live feed. It's no easy task. So a big thank you to you for allowing us to come on and talk about FIFA and have all these discussions. It's been a blast and can't wait for 2022.
Well, no, thank you. I mean, it is such a big team effort, isn't it? You got all the supporters, the guests, the listeners, the people who help out doing various things around the pod. So I think to keep with the Christmas theme, I just feel almost like the shepherd, and it's a great honor to be shepherding the podcast. And Matt, then, thank you very much for coming on, and no leaks for your Christmas dinner, I assume.
it's gonna be big.
It's funny because I didn't actually mean the vegetable, but of course, yeah, I like the idea of you leaking your Christmas dinner ahead of schedule as well. But yes, Japes, thank you very much for being an ever-present pretty much throughout 2021. Greatly appreciated.
Yeah, cheers, Ben. It's always fun to, you know, chat about FIFA with you and with all of these wonderful guests. It's a great way to start my week. Usually I'm doing these podcasts at like 7:30 in the morning, 8 in the morning. So it's definitely the right way to start the week on a high note, and looking forward to more fun FIFA chats in 2022. Gosh, that feels crazy to say.
Yeah, and of course, that's when we'll be back with the regular podcast schedule again, sometime in that first week of January. Looking forward to that. And there'll be an Icon Roundtable on the supporter feed between Christmas and New Year at some point. So you'll hear that quite soon if you're a supporter. And there is also a supporter gameplay podcast, which was out probably last week by the time you're getting this. Maybe it is still this week. And do listen to that if you haven't done so already. Thank you very much, actually, I wanted to say to all the people who've helped with this quiz, because I know there are a couple of people particularly who put in a lot of effort to make this quiz as good as I hope it has been. Those are Luke M, Hubert, and Tom. I'm sure many people will know those. Thank you very much to them. Also, thank you to Precise Dom, to Springford, and Maddie for the food question. And of course, thank you for following the Foot Weekly podcast in 2021. A very Merry Christmas and festive period to you and your nearest and dearest, of course. And maybe a little festive gift for the podcast, you might think I'm about to say, to support Foot Weekly. But actually, if you have access to an iOS device, maybe you listen on Apple Podcasts, this is very easy, and you have a few moments on your phone over the Christmas period, do just leave a little review for the podcast. It's always nice to see a few kind words about it over the festive period. Thank you very much if you decide to do that. And of course, a big, big thank you for listening. A big thanks if you're a supporter. As I said, really makes a difference. And to those Icon patrons: Dave B, DJ FIFA Player, Coach Vass, Dougie, Chris W, Hugh J, Steve C, David S, Matt L, George, Alistair, Alan G, Anthony R, Dominic, Rob P, Pobius, L, Jeff B, Christopher R, Stephen F, Michael, Tom B, Damon H, Nick Jack M, Savage P, Eric T, Roger D, Dan W, Siler P, Matt H, Harry P, Neil P, Adam G, At Pace of a Tortoise, Brian S, Andrew C, Jake G, Michael P, Springford, Zach O, Dominic G, Ruben D, Kraus, Adam R, Andy H, Orion B, Mindor L, and Tim J. Plus a special thanks to Luke M, Dave B, Nick V, Hugh J, Tom M, Darren W, and Pato Foot for advice and production assistance.
At Lowe's, we know you can get the job done faster if you don't have to stop and come into the store all the time. That's why we've updated our app with your business in mind. With the app, you can build quotes, easily reorder your supplies, track orders, and much more. So you can get everything you need right away, stay on the job, finish it, and get started on the next one. Download the app today, because Lowe's knows time is money. Lowe's knows pros.
Before I leave you though, just one more thing to add. FIFA's a bit like life, really. It has its many ups and its many downs. And if you are having a few more downs than ups in real life in these more difficult times, then please don't feel that you're alone or need to struggle on without taking action. If you go to thecalmzone.net, there's loads of resources, advice and support, or even just a chat available to anyone who needs it. If it sounds like it could help you, then head over to thecalmzone.net. And for now, we'll catch you on the next podcast.
At Lowe's, we know you can get the job done faster if you don't have to stop and come into the store all the time. That's why we've updated our app with your business in mind. With the app, you can build quotes, easily reorder your supplies, track orders, and much more. So you can get everything you need right away, stay on the job, finish it, and get started on the next one. Download the app today, because Lowe's knows time is money. Lowe's knows pros.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.